Blog Talk Radio.
BDSIR Network and Association with Smack Talk Center proudly present.
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! Stephen's not going to give him the pussy!
Okay.
I did not touch your wife. Yes, you did. No, I didn't.
But I want to see justice being served here. You, sir, you got to go to jail.
The only way I'll be happy with a Charlotte win is if Flair comes out to celebrate and has a heart attack.
He has to win 100%.
Oh, yes. Them big tick ties. That bottom. Your them breasts.
They would look good wrapped around my ears. They don't want none. Ho, they don't want none. They don't
want none. No, they don't want none. STC from the UK. Let's do this shit!
Finally! The Grant has come back to... all of you pay appreciation to the birthday boy. You hate me yet? Good, we can begin. BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio, proudly presents STC from the UK. Mike Dogs Appreciation Day.
Whoa. If this is your appreciation day, you're going to sit back, relax, because Wardle's got you on this one, Mike Dog.
You got me?
I got you on this one. Mike Dog, on your birthday, me and Shad present STC from the UK, Mike Dog, the roasting. Dog, it's that time of the year when you're gonna pay for your sins throughout the year.
I paid for my sins last week.
It's now time for you.
Wardle paid for his.
Time for you to pay your debt, Grandbody P. And me and Shad are here to make sure you pay it. Blood, sweat, and tears, baby.
Vomit and urine.
Me's a good boy. Me's a good boy. And I might have my woman listening in right now, right? And
well, your woman is going to learn a lot about you in this episode. What do you mean?
You know what? You can carry on. I'm good because if she's listening, I'm comfortable, man. I'm good, man. You know what I mean? Put a lie detector test on me, and I'll pass that motherfucker. Word up, man. Put me on Maury. Put me on Jerry Springer. Put me on Jerry. Nah, actually, don't put me on Jerry Carr because I'm better than them jabronis, man.
You are listening to STC from the UK. I am your host, Wardle. Alongside me tonight, the Shad Father. How are we going, Shad?
It's PG, Shad Father, by the way.
Oh, sorry, Mr. PG. Mr. PG Tips.
It's just going, going quite well, actually, to be honest with y'all.
Are you looking forward to Mike Dog paying for his sins tonight?
And for much more.
We've been planning.
Me is a good boy. I'm good, man. I'm just going to sit back, you know what I mean, and enjoy this shit, man. God, you've probably got some accusations that are not even true, and you haven't done your research, you haven't done your Googles, and your YouTubes. None of that
Shad,
shit.
How long have you known Mr. P for?
Mr. Grandbody Ping Pong. Oh, hang on. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Grand Ping Pong. Happy birthday, Toto. Happy birthday, Grand Buddy Ping Pong Ting Tong. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is one of our many special guests tonight. that is coming on this special episode of This Is Your Life, Grandbody Ping Pong.
Grandbody Ping Pong, special guest there. Have to say hello, even though we know how you really feel about the, how do you put it, the Oriental ethnic authenticity.
I love them!
Is that the best way to put it?
Love the food, not the people.
Mm-hmm. No. That's all wrong.
Love the food. Before you start, we've got to get the formalities out the way. www.facebook.com/groups/SmackTalkCenter. Request to join.
I know Sacco. Where's Sacco?
Sacco? No Sacco.
No, where's Joe, matter of fact? Where's Joe at?
I don't know. Your birthday celebration show, and they can't even be asked to show up.
This is, I mean, social appreciation. What's going on today? Matter of fact, you know my Facebook has blown up. And not one message from Joe. I'm appalled. I'm going to delete her. I'm going to lock her off. Delete and block.
Delete.
Follow us.
On the Twitter.
At @SDC_WWE. Oh, Shad's rolling. Are you good?
Oh, I'm good. I'm ready to go, man. I got some wine that one of my female clients left. I'm just drinking the last of that. Actually, tell him, I ain't going to lie. It's bullshit, y'all, man. It's a white wine spritzer. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. It's a celebration, bitches.
Celebration. You're gonna have to drink for me, man. You know, you know, I don't drink the drinks. I don't drink the devil's drink anymore.
Well,
I'll drink a lot. I'll end up like freaking Jake the Snake, man. I need to take it easy, man.
As we all know, Grandbody P is the grand old age of 40 years old today.
40? Whoa. I mean, I'm all for getting old.
Oh, you're not supposed to give his real age.
I'm all for getting old and all that and doing all the dastardly things that my uncles before me have done, but I'm not there. I'm not quite there yet, people. I'm not quite there yet.
Well, me and Shad were thinking about what we could get you as a present to celebrate your birthday. So I suggested a special birthday chair award for you to the Grandbody P.
Hang on!
No. You sit back and relax in your comfy chair because we've thought about this, and this is because you made us pay for our sins on last week's show. Yes. So you're going to pay for you.
Telling the people for a whole year that we was wishing death on Richard Flair. You told the people that. You lied to you, man.
For 52 weeks. You told the people that we were wishing death on Ric Flair, and we got bad. We got hate mail. We got people attacking us in the street. It was awful. Like, and that's
I got a lot of congratulations. I'm glad that you said it. Can we have a Flair file part two? that's what kind of letters I got. So what? People want a Flair Files part two, the want it, man. But I said, no, man, it's a book of smucker. It's a book of smucker.
The book of smucker. Don't.
The book of smucker. Oh, God.
What, who's he going to kill next?
Wardle, am I allowed to still say my favourite catchphrase when it comes to Shad saying certain things?
No. He's paid for his sins, leave him alone.
So I can't say it's going to be one of those shows, people.
Yeah, I'll go on then.
Oh shit! It's going to be one of those shows, people. Get ready.
you, Mr. P, for 52 shows, 52 weeks of the year, you told everybody we was wishing death on Ric Flair, and that wasn't true. Whoa! You pay for your sins, boy. You're going to learn. You're going to sit there, you're going to learn.
all those things you said about him being dead and winter and all these things and
order.
Going off.
Order in the court. Order. You're on trial, Mr. P. You do not get a say. You're going to sit there and listen. All the times that we had bad connections, shows didn't record. Some of Martin's mm-hmm. greatest material and mm-hmm. never going to be aired. And that's on you, Mr. P. That's on you. And to conduct your sentence in the chair, I have invited a special guest. Macho Shad, sentence him.
No!
I don't think he's here. I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure if he's here, to be honest with you.
Oh.
He comes and he goes.
Oh. I thought only Macho Shad could put him in the chair.
Thank God.
Well, I arrived a little bit late, but I'm still here. Michael Dog, I hear somebody's got a birthday. You've also been sinning, Mr. Dog, you've been sinning. Oh, Shadfather Immortal told me all about it all year, dig it. He told me everything you've been talking about, all the women in the World Wrestling Federation. For Michael Dog, you will sit in that chair. Oh yeah, you'll sit in that chair. Just like when I made Stephanie McMahon sit on my face. Oh yeah, Stephanie. I'm gonna get that Triple H one day. You watch my words. I'll get him one more day, that Triple H. But back to you, Mr. Michael Dog. Back to you. This is why I'm here. To make sure you pay for all your sins. You will pay.
Talking about Triple H, talking about Triple H, Wardle, did you hear about one Mr. Edmund Muhal? He said that was one of the predictions that he hopes that, he hopes, he wishes that.
Uh-oh, he wished.
Triple H won't make it to the end of the year.
Mr. Grant Body P, do not try and divert this court's attention away from you. You are paying for your sins, boy. So with that being said, a very special birthday chair for the one, Mr. P.
Get the chair! I did nothing.
You know what you did. I got doo-doo posted through my door from hate mail and everything. This is on you.
You sure that wasn't a separate issue?
That probably was a separate issue, to be fair. I do piss off a lot of people.
that's nothing to do with me, Wardle. I mean, I'm innocent. My hands are clean. You're the ones who said all those dastardly things. Not me, okay?
Your hands are clean.
Hear the show. That's all I did.
And your hands are clean, did you say?
Hang on a second. So if somebody sets a fire and then somebody pours gasoline on the fire, someone's going to come just turn around and say, I didn't set the fire. You are the gasoline pourer, Mr. Dog. You are the gasoline pourer.
I didn't do shit, okay?
You egged it on. You hosted the show, every single Ric Flair file show. You hosted it. And he still cannot admit to his sins. You're trying to claim that you had nothing to do with this. This has nothing to do with you, but you was the one. You could have took it out. You could have edited the show and took it out. But no, you kept it in for everybody to hear what we were saying. Those were private conversations, some of them between me and Wardle. Some private information that you let slip to the internet.
Hold on, we forgive you. In my defense, Shad, you said last week, in fact, that you did it for me. You did it
Order. That's a separate case. Don't be bringing that in as evidence, Mr. P. Order in the court. Order.
You did it for Joe. You did it for Mike Knox. That's exactly what you said.
I did. That is true.
Yeah. So
I admitted to my part in it, but you still failed to admit to your part in this.
You need to atone for your sins.
Mm-hmm.
I did nothing, I swear.
I kick your ass. But we're going to take a break from birthday celebrations because we are a wrestling podcast. So let's talk a bit about wrestling. Chris Jericho. Kevin Owens. The first.
Jericho.
two-man US champion because they are both United States champions. Did you watch
Raw? It's kind of funny as well, they've got two belts because that's how much he needs to keep his trousers up.
What did you have to do, like, man? Why did you have to?
I just heard two belts and then that's what my mind came to, I'm sorry.
Why did you not just be nice to Kevin Owens just one time?
I am.
No, I'll try.
Even
I've got to be nice to Kevin Owens, man, because... We'll get to that.
I'll keep on calling Kevin out until he's got something to say to me, or I'll call him out every week. Or you.
Is that like me and Ian?
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep calling him out. I'm gonna keep.
I've been taking shots at him for almost a year now, and I heard from him. If I tell him I'm giving out free cheeseburgers, see how quick he'd hear from him.
Hey, that's not fair.
I want a cheeseburger. I want a cheeseburger. Give me a cheeseburger.
That's not fair on Ian. That's not fair on Ian. He's put a bit of Christmas weight on. There's no need to take the piss out of him. He's trying. He's trying to lose that Christmas weight. Don't be hating on Ian. Right, did you watch Raw this week, guys?
Yes, we did.
Some of it, yeah.
Opinions on the show, please.
Matt, unexpected. Unexpected. At the same time,
which part was unexpected?
I didn't expect Chris Jericho to win the title like that.
Oh, come on! How many times have we seen Roman Reigns, Chris Jericho, and KO in the ring together?
Eventually, one of them was going to take the title from him.
And then this is their chance to do it as well. A 2-on-1 handicap match. Roman still looks strong. He took the title from him.
True. That's what I say. I found it unexpected, but expected at the same time. It was a bit of both.
Hopefully that's the end of it now.
Of what?
So unexpected. I wouldn't say unexpected.
The end of what, Shad?
Say that again?
What's the end of it? What do you mean? Oh, do you think...
Hopefully that's the end of this little threesome.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Reigns, Kevin Owens...
Yeah, it's definitely
I'm more than that, I had enough of that now.
Yeah, it's definitely time to keep it moving. But mind you, I mean, it's got to carry on for just a little bit longer though, still throughout the feud, because he's still got to fight Owens at the Rumble, innit, with Jericho up in the cage.
Yeah.
So it's still going to keep going for a little while longer. But as far as the world title, anyway, well, the universal title, should I say?
Is it actually going to come to Kevin Owens and AJ Styles, the champions for most of the year. And they're going to start with Roman Reigns and John Cena as the two top men.
Yep.
Is that what's going to happen?
They're going to roll with them all year. And then right as it comes to the big Mania payoff, they go, nope. Nope. No payoff for you.
We could still end up facing each other. We don't know.
It's the same as SmackDown. It's Alexa Bliss versus Becky Lynch in a cage match next Tuesday night, which says to me that Becky Lynch is probably going to win the title back. So right before Mania, they're going to take Alexa Bliss's title right before Mania because they can't have it any other way. They've got to do the same thing as they did last year and have the same people as top faces, top heels, and...
But at the same time, I want to know what becomes of this Los Luchadora or whatever her name is. The word is that it could turn out to be Mickie James.
You've
been reading Tuna Meltzer again.
No, Tuna Meltzer.
You said the word, dude. You said the word. That's cold for Meltzer.
Yeah. I've read.
You know what I mean? Matter of fact, you're the ones who told me. You're the one who told me that Mickey James went to M debut in SmackDown in January. That's exactly what you said.
Oh, no, he's turning around again.
When did I say that? Weeks and weeks ago. Weeks and weeks ago.
Yes.
Before any of this Luchadora rubbish started, before any of that happened.
Yes.
I knew when she was going to debut.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
You know.
What's your point? No, that's what I thought. You got nothing.
No, they all won't.
Oh, what's that, AJ? Fuck Mike Dodd's birthday. AJ!
Hey!
I'm telling him to say happy birthday, Grandbody T.
Thank you, AJ. You see?
Wait, what's that? What? That? Why does he listen to that shit Wu-Tang? I don't know.
Oh, no.
Wu-Tang! Wu-Tang!
AJ, listen to Wu-Tang. You know why? Because Wu-Tang is for the children. It's for the babies. The old dirty bastard said it himself. And if the old dirty bastard said it, then it's got to be true. Okay? And for the record, fuck ODB, fuck TNA. Okay? That's why I was like, fuck TNA, because I've got a female, I don't know about now, but I've got a female wrestler for ODB, and that was disrespectful. Okay? Very disrespectful. I'm just saying, you can continue on now.
AJ's proper
laughing. Do we got an ODB at the minute right now as well? They call him Goldberg, innit?
Goldberg.
Oldberg. Yeah, I don't know how you figure Oldberg.
When
Undertaker's older than him, that doesn't make sense to me.
Who looks older?
Undertaker uses just for men.
Undertaker's got a neck. I don't think a tombstone would work on him, actually. Shoot, holding on face each other.
What did you think about the Undertaker segment?
It's pretty much what I expected, to be honest. I'm glad that finally somebody got to... Well, if anyone should, it should be this man, the Undertaker, that someone finally stood up to Stephanie. That's the main thing that I got from this. The Undertaker doesn't take no shit from no one.
Do you not think, though,
that the dead man's in trouble? Do you not think he's in trouble now? Because he stepped up to Stephanie? Because
nah, he's a SmackDown guy, isn't it?
She's not someone you want to piss off, is she? Let's be honest. She has mega influence.
Is it SmackDown, guys? So really, you shouldn't even concern Stephanie, to be honest.
But, like, Undertaker come out like, look, I can come on any show I want. I can do what the fuck I want, when the fuck I want, and why I want to do it. He's like, he's basically saying I can appear on any show and it don't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By default, by what you're saying, Shad, he's more of a SmackDown guy.
So, what do you think?
He's going to win the Rumble and go on to face Cena. I'm still sticking with that.
See, I don't think he is now, you know.
I had a question mark about that, you know, Shad, I agree with Wardle because I seen it and you know, Undertaker was in the ring chatting and then the camera cut to Braun Strowman and I was like, why did the camera cut to him for? Because Braun Strowman was watching on the TV.
Unless that's a good idea to get people thinking. Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
But like, I know people are like, oh, I hope it's not Braun Strowman versus Undertaker at WrestleMania. Well, Grant says, I hope not either. But I have a feeling they will clash. Don't forget, there's still Fastlane or what's the other one? Elimination Chamber. That's coming in February. People still forget about the pay-per-view in between.
See, I wouldn't mind Braun Strowman versus Undertaker. I think it'd be all right.
Yeah, but not at WrestleMania.
Do you not think?
Not at WrestleMania, no. I'd say that. It'd
be a good match. It'd be a good match.
I don't know. I kind of like the idea, to be fair.
In a way, I'll put it like this. If it's Braun Strowman versus Undertaker at WrestleMania, we haven't seen the last of The Undertaker, put it that way. Because, you know what I mean? People's like, oh, Undertaker last match. Undertaker got to retire. And I can't see Undertaker retiring off a Braun Strowman match.
Yeah, but what if that's his way to get out of doing, like, next year's Mania or something? So he takes, like, a break. If, like, Braun beats him so bad that he deliberately skips a year, because then he could have his retirement match then, couldn't he?
It's not a bad shout, you know.
Because like Braun,
I can still see something like inside match, I can still see something like Undertaker winning the match and then getting broke up by Strowman because that's what Strowman's about.
They're trying to make Roman the Strowman.
Well, no, that's a tag team waiting to happen. That is when Braun turns face.
No. They're trying to make Braun Strowman the monster heel, aren't they? So, Taker's always going to be face. Always going to be face. So, maybe just destroy him. Why not let him beat Taker at Mania? Let's do it.
I say beat up Taker at Mania. I say Taker wins the match, but he gets boss ass by Strowman, if anything. You know, win the battle but lose the war.
What do you think, Jeff? I can see more of that happening.
I'm going to stick to my prediction that I gave at the start of the year, which was...
Cena.
Yes, and also Braun Strowman to go face and face Lesnar at SummerSlam, which means that I don't think he'll face Taker at Mania because I wasn't going to change him that quickly. You know what I mean? There's a bit of time, but I can't really see him. If he beats Taker, everyone's going to hate him, just like they did when Lesnar... Beat Taker?
He ain't beating Taker, man. He ain't beating him. He'll beat up Taker after the match. He'll beat up Taker after the match. Put him out the game.
He's on course. Well, after the Rumble's all done. And probably after Mania. That's why he'll be on course to turn. Or they'll slowly start to turn him. Depends what his performance is like at the Rumble as well.
Yeah.
Well, People are starting to get behind him, man.
I guess they're going to do a... like Kevin Nash did way back when as Diesel. They're going to have Strowman stood in the ring by himself for like 15, 20 minutes, just throwing people out. I think that's probably how they're going to do it.
Until Taker comes or Goldberg.
Or Lesnar.
They're definitely going to have a face-off, Strowman and Taker anyway, in the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone else, wicked little segue, someone else who's destined for a face-off, Luke Harper and Randy Orton.
I figured it all out.
I'm figuring it out.
Basically, what we all thought from the start, that Randy's, you know, pretending to be part of the Wyatts. But what he's going to do is going to make Harper and Wyatt split up. So then it's just Randy and Orton for a while. And then that's when Randy's going to turn. So he's got no Wyatt family left. He's going to take the Wyatt family out from within. Sort of thing. So it's just him and Wyatt all alone.
Sounds feasible. I think you're right there. I was thinking a different path where Randall kind of takes over the Wyatt family. There's a power shift. Or is Luke Harper's on some jealousy shit like, hold on, I'm the original Wyatt here. I'm the one that stuck with you through thick and thin, Wyatt. You're making some outsider come in and try and take over on some bullshit. He's your tag team partner. You're winning the gold with him. What sort of bullshit is that? So it could be on that side as well. I don't know.
Could go either way, though.
Yeah?
I definitely see... It's them two on the card for Mania. Randy and Wyatt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I'd be surprised if they went a different route or, like, kept them as a tag team all
but
the way
up. That's my fantasy booking, but you know what WWE are probably going to end up doing? They'll have Randy and Bray against Harper and Rowan, won't they? They'll do some bullshit like that.
Yeah, be something stupid, won't it?
Stupid tag team match around, yeah, and we'll all yawn and play on our phones and stuff while that match is on.
Well, at least it's not the women's match this year. Makes a change.
I mean, wasn't the women's match last year?
I couldn't be asked for that match.
I got kind of thrown off when Zack Ryder won the title, so I was kind of like, spaced out from that.
That never happened.
I wish it never happened.
That was a mistake. They're fully aware it was a mistake. They regret doing it. And that's why he's not been seen since, because Triple T took care of it.
Good.
Triple T broke his leg, or whatever he did to him.
Lord H.
Some clever editing made it look like Zach did it himself when he like got out of the ring, but it was actually Triple T under the ring with a sledgehammer, the mighty sledgehammer.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think this year finally cut his ass loose, man. Cut him loose.
Yeah, enough's enough now, guys. Come on.
Call him loose, man. Quick, you know what I mean? And take Mojo Rawley with you. Take it with you.
I'll tell you what, I'm fed up of... do you guys watch 205 Live, or do you catch any of it? Or...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Cruiserweight.
Oh, okay. Because they're doing a really stupid love triangle on there.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that.
You know who? That, you know what needs to happen with that? Release Alicia Fox. Get rid of her ass. Enough's enough.
Yeah,
she's a
Alicia
joke.
Fox been in
get
it
rid
for
of
a
her.
Minute now. That's just Alicia Fox. Just, you think that's a way of Alicia Fox riding out her contract to the end?
It looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it does look
like
it.
Think about it. We're in 2017 now, right? 2017. Alicia, she debuted, 2009, I believe it was? When she started with Edge. And she kissed up Edge. And Vicky Guerrero get back. And then brought The Undertaker back. So, you know, almost 10 years, like, this is 8 years in now. 8 years in, like, Alicia Fox is at the tail end of her career. My personal opinion, she's riding out the rest of her contract.
Yeah. I say it's what it looks like. I just wish they weren't doing it with Cedric Alexander and Noam Dar.
Now, at least that's a good thing. At least actually trying to give them a storyline.
Yeah.
Even
that's
if it's
true.
It's weak. What's happening now? Like, who should we? Because I see I end up screwing Alexander and going with the other dude.
Well,
that's what's going to happen.
That's how it usually goes, isn't it? That's how it usually goes. I remember what happened with Tori and she's all over Kane, and then next thing you know, X-Pac got in her pussy, and then next thing you know, she turns her back on Kane and she runs around with X-Pac. Yeah, we've seen it happen before, you know. We've seen it many a time, even in real life with Matt Hardy and Edge, and then Lita find herself some dick from Edge, and then next thing you know, she's with Edge. Yeah, man, we've seen it all before.
I mean, we've seen it in real life, especially with that girl that Shad saw you with this week.
What? What the fuck is you talking about, man?
Just trying to get you in trouble. Just
what are you trying to get me in trouble for?
I'm trying to make you atone for your sins.
Your name's not Ed.
I'm just trying to make you pay for your sins a little bit. This is what tonight's show's all about.
Pay for my sins. I have no sins to pay for.
You're 40 years old now. It's time to accept what's going on in life.
40? I'll say it again. You know what I mean? I'm not quite there yet. I'm looking forward to 40.
You were 40.
I'm not quite there yet.
PG Shad said you were 40 years old. But you don't want to tell the world your real age.
Why would I want to
do that?
Do I look like a female to you? I don't need to lie about my age, man. I'll embrace 40 when it comes to me. But right now, 40's not here yet. I have no need to lie about my age, okay? There's no need for it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, back in the day when I was 15, I used to tremble in the video store because I wanted to purchase an 18 rated movie and things like that. You know.
Oh, a Dutty Boy film.
Yeah, it was one of those anime anime films.
What the hell, cartoon porn? Oh no, you let something else slip now that you like cartoon porn, man. Do you like Marv Simpson, which comes out the shower?
I'm talking about
anger
films and shit. I'm talking about.
I didn't know you like cartoon porn, man. Shit.
I'm talking about
Lisa Simpson, man. You like Lisa Simpson with her dress all ripped? Like Santa's helper. Santa's little helper's ignoring at it, man.
Brew boy.
She got on it.
Brew boy. Not me. Me don't know about no Simpson nothingness. Me don't know about that. I know about the Simpson that come on Sky One on Sunday at 6 o'clock. I don't know about that.
You said you like the anime stuff, man. So that's what you like.
Yeah,
obviously, like cartoon porn.
Yeah, Japanese anime. I might add Japanese.
Oh, you like the dog? Yeah, because anime. You like anime kitty? You like anime kitty and the pussy? What about the breasts? You like the breasts? The anime breasts?
The bottom.
You like the baton? You like the baton?
Yeah, man, that was me. You know,
okay,
HMV
now.
Joint, that was me, the HMV joint. Trying to buy Yatsuga Doji.
HMV?
The Boba Fiend and shit. When I was 15, and it was an 18 certificate.
Well, it must have been 18 if it's like cartoon porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he broke the law. The law.
Yeah.
He admitted it.
Okay.
Cartoon titties. What the hell?
Okay. That's a sin. Okay. Forgive me for I have sinned. Okay.
So you admitted it?
I admit I bought manga films, anime movies, 18
manga movies. That's like some sort of Bailey type film.
When I was 15.
Manga.
No, actually, I think I was younger than that.
I've got to get that.
Oh, no.
Dirty grandpa DJ. Get yourself a real woman.
Hey!
Definitely not. The PG doesn't stand for definitely not PG, that's for sure. Grandpa,
hey.
Not PG.
Hey, I am a man, okay? I'm a man, and I just admitted to my sins, okay?
And you've got animated needs.
What was he supposed to draw your picture? Would that turn you on? Like a little sketch.
If I was a teenager, if I was about 13, 14, 15 years old. I don't know about now.
Oh shit, oh, when you hit the majors, stuff stops working, innit?
Jeffrey used a little pill. Jeffrey used a little pill now. Now we're going to get more threats now, and every week he's going to be like, Lord, look, you wish death on me again. Oh.
Yeah, I have to take blue smarty pill and all them thing there. You try to say that I'm old and I'm about to dead. No, sir, you wish death on me. No, sir, that's not right. How dare you?
How dare you watch Marge Simpson in the shower? In
Wait a
Dirty
minute,
Boy?
We don't know about not Marge Simpson in our shower. Are you want to talk? Not me. Sounds like a guilty conscience.
You were the one who admitted you went into HMV and buy animated films.
Yes.
Animated porn.
Of the adult nature.
Yes, from manga films. Since when did manga films do Simpson?
So he watches some disabled cartoon porn. Oh my day.
Manga film.
I don't know where the hell you get that from. That must be some special effects in the HMV. Put some secret sweet smelly. This all opens up like some sort of Batman shit, man. Is that how you met Ed?
Rude boy.
They were both stood at the little switch shed, waiting to go in to the secret room. sharing a box of Kleenex.
Oh, jeez. That's too much. That's too much.
No, don't lie. Don't lie. There's never too much when shad's involved.
Shout out to Kelly Bundy from Murder Children. For no reason. Moving on.
I was watching that the other night. I was trying to figure out if she'd be alright or not, man. I was like, yeah, is she alright? I don't know, man. Well, how do you feel about your look more of a professional? How would you rate Little Mermaid out of 10?
What the?
She ain't got no bottom, but she's got breasts. isn't she one of the manga characters? She ain't got no legs. She ain't got no legs. But she got breasts.
Well, I am. Man, so Little Mermaid get not from me. She get not.
How about
not from the redheads?
Belle from Beauty and the Beast, then, or Cinderella? How about that? Are they more up your street, Mike?
How do you feel? About Sleeping Beauty. You man would like to do a Triple H and get on top of it. Sleeping Beauty. Don't wake up. Sick man, sick. Sick man to see them.
It's a new side to Mike in 2017. I'm not sure I'm a fan of. I'm not sure.
I don't think you meant to give us this information.
Wait, hold on. I've just realised, Shad. He hates.
Yeah.
Mike hates Japanese people.
No, it's Chinese. It's Chinese.
Chinese. Oh, I was going to say, because
I can't remember.
If he loves the Japanese anime porn, then like he must love the Asians a little bit. You know what I mean?
He's in denial. Denial, that's what they call it.
Maybe he was just trying to throw us off, like the Braun Strowman thing with Undertaker. He was just trying to throw us off. But really, he loves them. When you do the... Shaska comes on the show, he just loves her. Loves the attention.
Shaska, you know.
He does.
Oh, Granddaddy Ping Pong.
Is it Granddaddy Ping Pong or Granddaddy Ping Pong Ching Chong?
I don't know. You tell me, man.
I was going to correct him, but I'm not sure which one it is. Go to Granddaddy P for sure.
Oh, Granddaddy P, I draw you a special picture.
You like my picture, Granddaddy? Granddoggy, Granddoggy Dog Dog. You like my picture? We have no breasts. You like big breasts, don't you? You like big bottom? You like big bottom? Yeah, no, you're me. A big bottom. We can drop big bottom for you. You can drop big bottom.
I'm done.
I think.
Granddaddy Ping Pong.
I think on the bombshell of Granddaddy P's disgusting admittance of watching dirty anime porn, we're going to take a break.
Hey,
a little break.
Right, okay, you should watch it sometime. Legend of the Demon Woman or them program there.
No. I like actual women.
Real porn?
Is that goes out in the streets? So you do ride with Ed on a regular basis then?
Yeah, but you ride with Ed into very dark, dark places. The internet.
And that's like when us three went to the pawn shop that one time. Remember that one time when us three went? It was your birthday actually. On one of the weeks, right? I was just there looking at the regular pawn, and that was right next to me. And I was like, yeah, I might get this. And then I was reaching for one of them whip things. So you know, where you whip the bottom. You got whoop-ah on the bottom. So I was looking at that, and then I'd look back. Then some gone, man. And also some like cave things closing, like Ed and Mike gone. So I just went outside, and then they came back out, and I was like, oh, where was you? They tried to no-sell it, like, I disappeared. And then I just walked away with some dark black bags, like, and I was like, what the hell, what's going on there? But I never said nothing until this day. So, yeah. That's a birthday story for you right there.
I don't know where I'm getting that from. He must get that from Tuna
Melt. Anyway, he's still trying to no-sell it.
He knows sounds better than Undertaker.
I know, yeah. 1993 version.
Yeah. That's why he's his favourite wrestler. Because he's inspired by his no-sell.
Hey, he's Kevin Owens' mum's favourite wrestler too, you know.
Oh, you know Kevin Owens' mum? I'm going to tell him that. I'm going to tell him that you know his mum.
No. Skip on YouTube, Warner.
Does your girl know that you know Kevin Owens' mum?
No. Why are you trying to twist it for, man? I'm
twisting
you,
what? Oh, it's not nice. It's not nice, is it, when someone twists it?
I'm telling you, Wardle.
You don't like it.
I'm telling you, Wardle, do your YouTubes, right? And you'll find out, sir, that Kevin Owens' mother loves the Undertaker. I can't even get my words out today, man. What the hell's going on?
What's that, underpants?
Underpants.
Kevin Owens' mom loves underpants.
Underpants? On the second half of the show, Granddaddy P, I have a very, very special surprise for you, and I think you're going to love it. It's something which is going to blow your mind.
Uh-oh.
That's what I'm saying as well.
And we will get Grant Body P, or maybe Shad, to tell the story of Grant Body P getting chased by a dog, so that this time everyone will hear it and no one will be left in the dark about what happened that night with the Aero and the Chihuahua.
It was a pit bull. Get it right.
Just changed twice. No cell. K-fade. It was a Chihuahua. We all know what happened. But we will find out. In the second half, damn it. We'll be back right after Body P picks out some new animated porn.
Oh, great.
What's up, guys? Kathy Kelly here. And this past Monday on Raw, we saw the boss square off with, well, the other boss.
Regardless of the fact that your little t-shirt says you're the legit boss, the only boss in this room is me.
Sasha Banks and Stephanie McMahon had one of the tensest exchanges I think I've ever seen on Monday night when Banks and her BFF Bayley stormed into the Raw commissioner's office demanding a match against Nia Jax and the Raw Women's Champion Charlotte Flair. While they ultimately got the match that they asked for, they also got a little bit more than they bargained for.
Now get the hell out of my office.
The legit boss was pretty fired up over the exchange and took to Twitter to show that she would not back down from the face of authority. Others couldn't help but envision WrestleMania as a perfect destination for these two alpha females to collide. And if you're having trouble imagining, this pretty sweet mock-up poster has already been making the rounds online.
Chris, congratulations on becoming the new United States...
Oh my God, Tom, just get to the point. We have to go celebrate. Look at this. United States champion! Universal champion!
Felipe, you've been on our case for about 6 months. And
unbearable!
Now, it's unbearable. And now, after all these months, Felipe, you can finally admit that...
That's not Felipe.
Are you Tom Phillips?
No.
Where is Tom Phillips? What have you done with him? What? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We know you're going to ask the same stupid question that Felipe would ask, and here's your answer. Finally, after 6 months, team... Kevin and Chris, yeah, are the Universal Champion and the United States Champion.
How many times have you been a champion in anything in life? Anything. How many times have you been a double champion in anything in life?
Name one.
Get out of here! I can do this better!
Yeah, and tell Felipe we said he can go away too. He can leave us alone too. Tell Chuck that she can leave too.
Random person.
Oh, the stranger.
Random stranger.
Yeah.
Say stuff.
Well, now I got this thing, and I just want to really just go celebrate our incredible victory.
It's time for us to take this other wheel. Now, the faces of America.
George! George! George!
Come here, George.
Take that back, man. Do your job.
Jeez, George. Come on, man. You're as worse as Felipe is. And we are the faces of America and the faces of Raw. And we're far prettier than George, Felipe, and Chuck. All right?
That's true.
So let's go,
Is he mean mugging? Are you mean mugging him?
Huh?
I can kind of see.
Huh?
You want to fight us?
Yeah, you want to fight us, huh?
What happened? You were shorter earlier.
Yeah, now
you came back and now you're tall.
What are you trying to stare us down?
Huh?
I don't care.
What kind of mind trick are you playing?
Before, huh? What kind of a Jedi do you think? What kind of a fool do you think we
are?
Look at this. We're going to fall for this?
I'm a magician too. Who's taller now?
Look at this. I'm the great Khali.
Oh, my God.
Look at this. I'm the great Jared Khali. There you go. Knock you out, man.
Huh?
Knock you out, baby.
You'd probably break your hand on this ridiculous hair.
That's right.
What is this? That's not moving at all.
Off.
Yeah, you know what?
You know what, George? Get out of here.
That's
again.
True.
I'm going to do it. Oh, see? Same thing. Here we go.
Sit on this one and look triumphant.
KO and Jericho, the faces of Roth.
I look ugly.
So let's look this way.
Hey, let's cling our titles.
Cling them?
Yeah, the kids do it all the time. They think they're so cool. You know what I mean? Like,
what? Turpentine?
Plate to plate kind of thing?
Oh, like this? Oh, I thought they said cling them.
Cling them. No, we could clean them too.
Welcome back. And I hope you are tuning in at home.
You are currently listening to STC from the UK presents Grant Body P, the Redemption Tour. If you didn't know already, Grant Body P is celebrating his 45th birthday today.
excuse me.
This is trying to do a professional podcast.
I'm sorry.
And you sort of bringing it down with your.
Isn't it a sit down interview?
Oh, yeah.
A podcast is what Stone Cold does on the WWE Network.
Oh yeah, we're doing a sit down interview. Sorry.
Yeah, you have to get your
my brain. Apologies. PG Shad corrected me. Right, we'll get the formalities out of the way before we hear about the incident with the Chihuahua, and then we'll bring out the special present that we've got for Grant Body P. www.facebook.com/group/SmackTalkCenter. Request to join.
Don't be a weirdo.
Don't do it.
Mm-mm. Don't be a weirdo like
Matt Sacco.
Oh, who should we say? Matt Sacco.
Oh,
who also loves the animated porn. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
PG. Follow us.
On the Twitter.
@STC_WWE. Where can they find you, Mr. Shadfather?
I'm @Shadfather85. When I remember, I'm mostly tweeting when wrestling is live. And sports entertainment as well. I'm a wrestling fan and a sports entertainment fan.
Where can they find you, Mr. Mike Dog?
You can find me on the Twitter @MZTheInfamous. MZA TheInfamous. You know how it goes, man. Send me tracks for the Reppin' For You show. No mumble rap. No trap music. Naomi, you know my Twitter handle now. You've got no excuse. Mwah.
I hope your girl is listening. I hope she is listening.
What? She likes Method Man from the Wu-Tang Clan. So
I told you she was going to learn a lot about you tonight, and we've all learned a lot about you tonight.
Yeah.
You and your exploits.
Yeah, when I was, 12? It's like 25 years after now.
25? 35?
I said when I was 12, so this is 25 years later.
35.
You trying to wish death on me, you know. How dare you?
Oh, God. Right, you know what? I was going to save your present, but since you've said wishing death, there's only one present that we could get you for your birthday. For your 49th birthday, there's only one gift that we could get you. And that is the gift of Flair.
What? Woo!
It wouldn't be. Who said it's the Blair Files? This is the P-Files. Being that you're getting on a bit, let's talk about, how is your health, Mr. P? You feeling all right? It's getting cold outside. You know, floors are
sleepy. My health is very good, thank you very much. I am alive and well. I still got it.
See, the thing is, though, you say that, but I recall, probably in November time, when you discussed a near-death experience with me and Shadfather.
A near-death is correct.
Involving a very small, four-legged creature called a dog.
It was a pit bull, man. It was a pit bull.
Are you sure it was a pit bull?
It was a pit bull, man. It was a pit bull. I could have been killed.
Because, so before we start, we've got to set the scene for the listeners. So what Shad did a little while ago was do a Crime Watch sort of reenactment of what actually happened that fateful night. And it went like, and on that night,
that was there via BBC, by the way.
Oh yeah,
the footage. Apparently, somehow we got footage, but only audio footage, which is quite sad.
Which is quite sad. But also, we found out on that night that Grant Body P happened to run into the only dog that loves Mint Arrow.
I could have been killed, Wardle.
Now, Shad has a very different story to what happened to what you did. So I want to hear what you've got to say first, Mr. P, because I don't believe a word that you're saying about this dog or the fact that it was a big pit bull and that you only just got away. And
well, from one of my sources at the BBC, and they informed me that I did actually see CCTV footage of the incident, and it turns out that the large black man, that's what he's, we're not saying names because we don't know, we can't say who the people are, it's just a reenactment of what actually happened. But there was a large black man walking down the street listening to music, nodding his head. It was night time as well. He seemed to be in a hurry, but he was just listening to his music on his way. And then a little small dog came. Well, didn't even come like up to him. I think it was just like walking on the grass, this little dog. And then all of a sudden, the dog seen the large black man. And the dog just walked up to him just a little bit. The large black man just started to sweat a little bit. And he started to like try and shoo the dog away. The dog started to bark. And then the large black man started to run. But then this little dog was also scared, and then he started running the other way. So one was running one way, and the other one was running the other way.
And then, because what I heard as well from my sources at the BBC is that the large black gentleman fell over.
Yeah, that's another part. That's the next part of the story. And the large black man, he was looking back, and as he was looking back, he tripped and fell. Seeing this, the small dog, he ran over to him, thinking, "Yes, I've managed to take him down." Kind of like a David Goliath type deal, or an animal version. Seeing that he was down, he saw the mint arrow hanging out of his back pocket. This dog likes mint arrows. He was not going for the buttocks. I did not think that the dog was going for the buttocks. I think the dog was going for the chocolate the large black guy had. But then you could hear him saying, "Get off my ass, get off my ass." But then I think the dog was more scared of him. The dog just wanted the chocolate, that's all, after the ordeal he just suffered. Well, the dog is a victim, so that this large black man should be very ashamed of himself for scaring a poor creature. Sins, more sins. That's what I'm sorry. That's what sorry we've heard from the sources at BBC anyway. Apparently, we've got the man actually here. He was actually in the story. The guy described as a large black gentleman. Is that you, Mr. P?
Right.
Does this story sound familiar to you?
There is a well-known saying, right? And the saying goes, don't believe everything you hear on the...
It's like the fight of the dog or the fight of the bite in the dog.
It's like the fight of the dog. To be the dog, you've got to beat the dog.
Listen. Hey. Listen. I'm a righteous brother, okay? I'm a righteous brother. I always speak the truth, right? Pitbull nearly murdered me that night. And you have no regard for my well-being and my life.
Well, as we are in the P files, why don't you talk us through what happened?
Look, as a righteous brother, I will tell you exactly how it happened. Right.
Are you a righteous brother?
Yes, I'm a righteous brother.
I think you've only mentioned it five times.
I never tell a lie upon people. It's not right to tell a lie upon people because you get fine outs.
For a righteous person, you've sure done a lot of sinful acts.
No, I'm a righteous person. I've been to survive 80. Look, when you're a teenager, you rebel. That's what you do. You're a teenager. You rebel. That's what you do. You do all this wild shit. Okay. Now, my side of the story. Once again, for those who missed it the first time and the second time and maybe the third time, this is the fourth time. Yeah, I tell it. You know. Right. And the truth. Right. I came out my house.
It's still
right?
My favorite story.
No. This is what happened, right? There was no electric in our house. There was no electric in our house. Right? And I had to get the Repping For You show out there for the people to listen to because I had a hot show. The people needed to listen to the show. Right? So I couldn't start it in my house because I had no electric. So I had to go down to my mum's. Right? Merida said that I did buy a Mint Aero prior to that. So I took it out with me. Right? That's what I had to do. Now,
Wait, hold on. I'm struggling to imagine this. What size was the Aero? Because this
is
important.
It's a pound. It's the one you buy for a pound. The big one.
Because obviously, like, a pit bull, that'd be nothing. That'd be like a mouthful for a pit bull. So maybe it wasn't a pit bull. Maybe you missaw it in the dark.
But it was still a pit bull. I know a pit bull's ugly fucking face when I see one, okay? The same pit bull you see on...
No need for name calling. There's no need for name calling.
The same pit bull you see on British Bulldog trousers, okay? Right when you talk about that fight, okay? It's the same motherfucker, right? The pit bull came straight for me, right?
Matilda came for you.
People trying to come for me, right? And I had no choice. I had to run, right? Because I could have been killed. I had to run for my life, right? I could have been killed, right?
How long was you running for, though? How long was the chase?
The chase was about, okay.
What is going on? Is what's happening in silence?
What are you talking about, man?
What is...
How dare you? You have no
respect
for my
well-being. What was he saying? Was he saying anything, or was it just all quiet, like? Was it his screams? We want to know what it was like for you. We want to pass up in your shoes. Was you screaming? Was you,
my
you know?
My eyes,
yeah, look.
Right. I thought of my childhood, my teenage years, my times when I used to go out to the beach, to the Atlantic nightclub, when I used to go to Stafford, Stoke, Canada. I fought to my woman from Canada. I fought to Naomi. I fought to Big WrestleMania. I fought to Plain Ticket. I fought to all them things all at the same time. And the dog come for my ass. And then right at the nick of time, the owner called to the dog and said, get over here now.
No, but I still don't understand. What was he saying now? Didn't he say anything? Was his mouth open, closed? Like, what was he? I don't understand, man.
what was happening? What was going on? We know what was going on. We can see it.
But... I was like, oh shit. I'm like, oh hell no. Out of the area as fast as possible.
So you ran again?
No. Me just walk fast. And make sure me tie my lace. And continue walk.
Because you forget in old age. It's these little things that you forget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the memory starts going a little bit. You start imagining stuff. You know, thinking that, like, dogs are chasing you and they're not.
No, that was true. I
just like
man,
a carrier bag. Just
truth.
A carrier bag floating in the wind.
You're trying to tell life on the people. If I tell life on the people, I have no right to be on radio.
Hang on a second. So, would you have done the same thing if it was a cat?
Unless you're in Jamaica.
So, okay, you wasn't Jamaican, and the cat that came up to you like that and like and started some shit. What would you do then?
But that ain't happened yet, man. So I couldn't tell you unless I was in that position. I couldn't tell you that. Unless I go to Jamaica, because me hear that the cat in Jamaica are fierce. Me hear that the cat don't ramp in Jamaica. You can't go over there and puss and all that shit. You can't.
So how do you feel now whenever you see another dog?
Traumatized, man.
Do you get scared when you look? Do you get scared when you look in the mirror? Because obviously your grandbody bee, my dog.
My dog is nothing more than an email that people have to send their tunes to for submission. That's all. My dog was a nickname that I earned over the years when I was a bad bugger. Okay, when I was a bad bugger, you know what I mean, getting my wicked way with the girl then. Okay, that's what that was.
I only heard the nickname after this incident.
No, sir. You know what it was? You remember the lick party? You remember the Trevor Nelson lick party?
Oh, yeah.
I went to mm-hmm. one of them, right? And it just so happened I was wearing a Snoop Dogg shirt, okay? You know when back in the day when Snoop Dogg had his clothing line?
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Snoop Dogg shirt, okay? And tune was playing in the MTV lick party. And there I was winding up with Gel, okay? Going on bad. And then my friends that was with me, that's when them name come out. That's when them call me Mike Dog. Because I was wearing a Snoop Dogg shirt. And I was winding up with two girl like sandwich in an MTV League party. And that's how I got the name. That's a real story.
Okay. So there you have it.
So you're getting awfully, awfully sort of aggressive about it.
Because you accused me of not lying about the people then.
No one accused you of lying about anything. We just said that maybe you know, the plastic bag blowing in the wind, it was dark. You know? When you got chased by this dog, in inverted commas, this dog that no one's ever seen since.
No inverted commas about it, man. That was a real story. That shit was true, man. I could have been killed. And the owner saved my ass right at the last moment. Otherwise.
It sounds like it could have been a setup.
Maybe he was trying to impress someone on the estate, trying to look hard, but then he got scared.
No. I don't need to do that. I was on my travels, man. So I'm gonna be on my travels and go on and let me look hard. I'm just going about my business. It's all right. It's all right. I'm still blessed to be here, man. You know what I mean? I'm still blessed to be here. I'm here for a real reason. God spared me, man. You know what I mean? Praise the Most High, man. Word up, man. Not one scratch, not one blemish on my ass after that.
Oh, wow. Oh,
the baby. Oh, God. You upset the baby now. Oh, God.
No, he was upset because he heard your lies. You didn't lie.
I'm not
lying to you, man.
Well, I am glad that the first week of the P-Files has gone down quite well.
What do you mean, first week?
Oh, did you not get the memo?
About first week.
Did you not get the memo?
I mean, haven't you got rants to get on with and shit like that? You both of you got rants to get on with, I'm sure.
Well, I might as well get it out of the way before I forget, man. Like, well, hang on a second. Let me just take a look at this white wine spritzer.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
You know it's serious.
You three are all guilty. And not for sins, you haven't sinned, don't worry. You three, last week, you all sucked the cock of the bring it to the table. You all sucked the cock. Come on. Admit
it. You can't say that. Have you lost your mind?
Brilliant show, brilliant show. Oh, I love Joe Biel as my new hero. Oh, it is a wicked show, wicked show. Ah, shut your mouth. I watched that show last week after you like recommended me watch it. I was really excited to watch it. And never in my life have I ever been so insulted by the WWE Universe on the network. I couldn't believe what the stuff that they was coming out with. Paul Heyman telling us to STF up, like, what? Because we want three hour rules. So we want 2 hour rules. So basically they're saying, oh, don't watch, man. Don't watch. If you don't like it, don't watch. And it seems to be like most of the people have stopped watching. We're the only people left watching. So he's telling us to shut the fuck up and drink it in, man. And if we don't drink it in, then shut the fuck up. That's what they're saying to you as a fan. They're saying, drinking our shit, appreciate it. And if we don't like it, fuck off. Although there were people, they've already fucked off. Remember that attitude era, Tards and all them people, man. And years after that it's just gone downhill. And we're the only ones left that are still watching. And we're complaining because we care. And when we stop complaining, that's when we're going to boycott it, just like they told us to. So for you not to be going, oh yeah, that's a good show. I'm glad with what I said. Yeah, it makes sense. But they're taking the piss out of us because we're the ones that are still left and they're saying, telling us to shut the fuck up. Rant over. Back to my white wine spritzer.
I'm sorry. I'm still Team Paul Heyman. I'm still Team JBL on this shit. As far as the 3 hour wars, they broke it down. I'm sorry, they broke it down. They admitted it.
Oh, okay. So you're going to stop. So basically, and again, that's even something else stupid they said as well. So they're admitting that. We'll take your money, and you don't have to be happy. We're unhappy fans of 3 hour rules, but they get more money. Do you know, to understand what they're trying to say here? Just so that they've actually basically just told us as well. Yeah, we don't care if you're happy about 3 hour rules. We're getting more money. That's all we care about. We don't care about the fans. Basically, just said we don't care about the fans. We just care about the money. Just like you lot said last week, man. That's all they care about. They don't care about the fans. We need to shut the fuck up and drink it in. Don't make no podcasts. Don't write no statuses. Don't go on Twitter. Don't. Might as well shut down the whole STC page. Just shut it down. That's how WWE feels about us. We're supposed to shut the fuck up. and Paul Heyman and JBL, they're just they're speaking through Vince. Like they know what to say. They're the best two people that could have sent out there to say the shit they did. So I'm not going to blame them too specifically, but that's how the company feels. Drink it in or shut the fuck up.
Me drink it in long time because I already know how it
works.
I have no need to.
Well, at least admit it. Yeah, that's good. At least admit it then, cool man. Drink it in. But don't complain though.
I admit my shit.
Don't complain about having to stay up and write your blog for 3 hours when raw shit. Don't complain about it.
I don't complain, cause I actually love doing it. Okay, there's times when I'm yawning my ass off and I end up playing Mortal Kombat or watching PlayStation or some shit, but I still do it. And I do it for you, the people. I do what I do for you, the people. It's my passion.
Well, as passionate as animated pornography.
Hey, I was 12, Wardle. I was 12. Kids telling
you,
I'm 12.
So far we've learned from Vince McMahon, don't piss nobody off and shut the fuck up. Oh, but imagine that. No, imagine this guy. Imagine Leicester, Manchester United, Arsenal. Imagine your team. I mean, like, we want better players. We want better players. We're losing, man. Buy some players because we want to win. Oh, we're losing, man. Just shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah, but if they buy players, it's still all about the money. It's still our business. Right?
The fans aren't happy. The fans aren't happy, and they're walking away, and then seeing what you're getting paid for.
And then come the World Cup now. England can't win shit because their Premier League is dominated for the players that they've bought overseas. Wicked piece of players. So when it comes to the World Cup now, England ain't produced enough good talent. That's what it is. That's why England can't win shit since 1966. You know what I mean? Same thing, the business.
without the fans, there would be nothing. That's what every wrestler says. Every sports entertainer. That's what they go out there and tell us.
That's true.
Without you, there would be no us. But Michael's happy, else we're going to continue to walk away. How can the ratings go from almost 9 million to barely scraping 3? People are walking away. People are boycotting the shit.
Well, there's a reason for that. You know what I mean? Because of the technology we have now. You know what I mean? The technology we have now, the fact that we've got the network out there, you got all these streaming gadgets out there, right? So yes, ratings are going to tumble for sure.
Yep, 6 million people just disappeared over all these years.
Yeah, because back in the day. You know what I mean? The shit used to come on live, and that's the only time you gotta watch it live, unless you tape it.
Because they had to watch. Raw was a show that they had to watch live. They had to wait for the 2 hours was not enough. They wanted more. So every week they'd come back for the next week to see what Stone Cold was gonna do, or what Vince McMahon was gonna do, what kind of shit Mick Foley was gonna do, Taker. Yeah. You know, people were excited to see what the shit was gonna do, and so they tuned in every week. Wanted to watch it live. If they was watching Nitro or something like that, or like I said, most people decided to come over to WWE.
Yeah.
They're going to chase away the fans, man. Like, so, in fact, someone, they probably lost a few thousand fans for that show, definitely, for the shit they said. I don't really give a fuck about WWE for a while. It's like I'm going to watch it, and it's like, yeah, cool, man. But I ain't spending my money on it. Fuck my network, man. I've got it free for 3 months. And I won't continue to pay for it after that. I download Raw. That's right, Vincent Kennedy. You hear that, Vince? I download Raw illegally. Yes, Vincent. I download it. Kevin, I download your shit and I fast forward through all the bullshit that you make us watch. Your stupid crowd shots. I fast forward. What are you going to do to me? Nothing. I'm not paying $9.99. About shut the fuck up. You're not getting my money, man. Fuck that shit. They attacked us. I'm sticking up for the fans here. They attacked us. We're going to have to attack back.
Well,
that's what that show was. That show was an attack on the fans.
That to me sounded like their response to the fans, because the fans are the ones doing all the complaining.
The fans that have got left.
You've set the baby again now. Oh, God.
Somebody had to tell him. Someone had to tell him.
You got to learn young.
I think I said it last year, man, that WWE do not give a fuck about us. They really don't. Whatever kind of shit they put out there, we must like it.
Well, Shad, you just ruined the birthday party now. You're supposed to be roasting Mike, not Vince.
Sorry, it had to be said, but...
See, look, AJ's crying.
You don't need to go... You know, I need to go back and watch that, like, break the table. What's called break the table? Some bullshit. He needs to go and bring it to the table. So it wasn't the Kevin Owens fan appreciation night. So what it was like, where people bring Kevin different treats and stuff. No, it wasn't. It was just a normal... like, it's something to do with the table, anyway. But, yeah. You can imagine Kevin Owens doing that, like, sitting there with his title belt and then people bringing him all kinds of snacks and stuff and pies and stuff like that. And it came in like, bring it to the table, bring it to the table.
Oh, no!
Oh, Jesus Christ. Why'd you have to do it? Why'd you have to keep going after him?
I just can't help it, man. I can't help
it.
You know, I love him still. I love him, I love him still. I didn't look at him.
Kevin Owens gets maximum respect for me now. You know what I mean? The day he got maximum respect from me was when he powerbombed Machine Gun Kelly's bitch ass through the tables. And then he goes and says that his mom's favourite wrestler is The Undertaker. I mean, he can't do nothing wrong in my eyes now. And this is dumbass people on Twitter who talk shit and act sick. It's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
And on that note, mid on talk.
Wow.
What a show.
Damn.
We've heard it all, from Mike's love of animated pornography to his hatred of dogs to...
I don't like dogs, man. They try to kill.
Because it's your birthday, Mike. Close the show in your 50-year heritage of the show.
Wait a minute,
50? It's a Ric Flair podcast. I mean, sorry, the Ric Flair sit-down interviews. Sorry.
Seriously, that's what we do, man. We don't take this wrestling shit seriously. But God damn it, don't test our intelligence. We will crush you. Or, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter if it's me, Shad, Wardle, Joe, Sacco. Any of us will crush you. Mike Knox in particular will destroy you, man. You don't do nothing. You don't want none, okay, when it comes to wrestling discussion, man. You know what I mean? That's how it goes, man. Thank you so much for listening. Shit. Love is love, man. Thanks for supporting us over the last one. This is what, are we going to our third, fourth year now? Something like that now? Is that CC from the UK?
Four or five, I think.
So going into our fourth year now, you know. 4th year, it's a bomba. I'll tell you. Finally, www.facebook.com/groups/SmackTalkCenter and request to join.
Don't be a weirdo.
Don't do it.
Follow us.
On the Twitter.
At STC_WWE. At Mezza the Infamous. MZA the Infamous. You know what it is, man. Yo, Shad. Where them
yo. At ShadFather85. Mostly tweeting when wrestling and sports entertainment is live. So that'll be the Royal Rumble.
Wardle, where can I find you?
At @TheReal_Wardle.
Yeah, boy, that's what you have to do. Fantastic, man. Man. Hey, yo, next week, it's just an idea. We might not go, we might. It just depends what happens next week, man. You know what I mean? I think we should do a Royal Rumble rewind. I can't even pronounce that right. A Royal
rewind.
Rumble rewind. How about that?
Rewind. So don't do World Rumble
rewind.
Rewind,
don't come again.
Rewind.
But we can go back to a past World Rumble, -92, because we've done that already. We think back to one of our favourite Rumbles, and we just run through it and
97, 98, 99.
Stay tuned! We're gone! STC for life. It don't get no better!
Oh, happy birthday, Grandpa
Pin Paul. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Pound Buddy Ping Pong Ting Tong. Happy birthday to you. We love you, Grandpa.
Oh my gosh,
thank you for the birthday love, everybody, man. All the tweets, all the Facebook messages, all the timeline posts, all the pictures, all the dirty pictures you send me as well. You know, trying to get me in trouble and all sorts of shit. I appreciate it, man. Love is love, man. Respect is cunt.